Chapter 20. The CNN production facility outside of Washington, D.C. is one of 212 studios worldwide that link via satellite to the global headquarters of Turner Broadcasting System in Atlanta. It was 1:45 p.m. when Senator Sedgwick Sexton's limousine pulled into the parking lot. Sexton was feeling smug as he got out and strode toward the entrance. He and Gabrielle were greeted inside by a pot-bellied CNN producer who wore an effusive smile. "Senator Sexton," the producer said, "welcome. Great news. We just found out who the White House sent as a sparring partner for you." The producer gave a foreboding grin. "I hope you brought your game face." He motioned through the production glass out into the studio. Sexton looked through the glass and almost fell over. Staring back at him through the smoky haze of her cigarette was the ugliest face in politics. "Marjorie Tench," Gabrielle blurted. "What the hell is she doing here?" Sexton had no idea, but whatever the reason, her presence here was fantastic news. A clear sign that the president was in desperation mode. Why else would he send his senior advisor to the front lines? President Zach Herney was rolling out the big guns, and Sexton welcomed the opportunity. The bigger the foe, the harder they fall. The senator had no doubt that Tench would be a sly opponent, but gazing now at the woman, Sexton could not help but think that the president had made a serious error in judgment. Marjorie Tench was hideous-looking. At the moment, she sat slouched in her chair, smoking a cigarette, her right arm moving in languid rhythm back and forth to her thin lips like a giant praying mantis feeding. "Jesus," Sexton thought, "if there was ever a face that should stick to radio." The few times Sedgwick Sexton had seen the White House senior advisor's jaundiced mug in a magazine, he couldn't believe he was looking at one of the most powerful faces in Washington. "I don't like this," Gabrielle whispered. Sexton barely heard her. The more he considered the opportunity, the more he liked it. Even more fortuitous than Tench's media-unfriendly face was Tench's reputation on one key issue. Marjorie Tench was extremely vocal that America's leadership role in the future could only be secured through technological superiority. She was an avid supporter of high-tech government R&D programs and, most important, NASA. Many believed it was Tench's behind-the-scenes pressure that kept the president positioned so staunchly behind the failing space agency. Sexton wondered if perhaps the president was now punishing Tench for all the bad advice about supporting NASA. Is he throwing his senior advisor to the wolves? Gabrielle Ash gazed through the glass at Marjorie Tench and felt a growing uneasiness. This woman was smart as hell, and she was an unexpected twist. Those two facts had her instincts tingling. Considering the woman's stance on NASA, the president sending her to face off against Senator Sexton seemed ill-advised. But the president was certainly no fool. Something told Gabrielle this interview was bad news. Gabrielle already sensed the senator salivating over his odds, which did little to curb her concern. Sexton had a habit of going overboard when he got cocky. The NASA issue had been a welcome boost in the polls, but Sexton had been pushing very hard lately, she thought. Plenty of campaigns had been lost by candidates who went for the knockout when all they needed was to finish the round. The producer looked eager for the impending blood match. "Let's get you set up, Senator." As Sexton headed for the studio, Gabrielle caught his sleeve. "I know what you're thinking," she whispered, "but just be smart. Don't go overboard."
"Overboard? Me?" Sexton grinned.
"Remember, this woman is very good at what she does." Sexton gave her a suggestive smirk.
"So am I.